Thought Bubble Audio.
Hi, and welcome to Supergirl TV Talk. This is the podcast devoted to the CBS hit show Supergirl. I'm Frank, and with me, as always, is my alienated friend, Tim.
I'm feeling rather blue. No, wait. More green. No, wait. More like a nine-year-old girl.
No, wait. Yellow. Wait a
second. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm great.
Yeah. You
know, it's a good time to be. We got Superman, Batman coming out this week. We have Supergirl this week. Everything is great.
That's excellent. That's so good to hear about you and your day.
Yeah.
And how good it feels for you. I don't know what I'm doing. It's kind of like Christopher,
a little Christopher Walken.
It's Christopher Walken. If Christopher Walken was here, he'd say, I guess we gotta go and talk about Supergirl.
I guess so.
I guess we're done with this now.
We better read some emails.
You do that.
All right.
I'm gonna sit back and listen.
Well, we got some feedback from our listeners, some follow-up on last week. Thank you guys for writing in to SupergirlTVTalk@gmail.com. Thank you first to Kyle. Kyle says, I really enjoyed the episode. Smallville was his favorite show, and the Red Kryptonite episodes were the first episodes that he watched of Smallville.
Oh, cool.
So this episode really mixed that same concept of Red Kryptonite with the man-made kryptonite they used in Superman 3, the movie. And he said, in fact, it was a perfect mixture. Kara telling everyone exactly how she felt, as well as flicking peanuts at the bar. This has been quickly one of my favorite shows on TV. Excited for season 2. Thanks for writing in, Kyle. We appreciate that. Got one from Dakota. Hey there, guys. Love the podcast and the work you guys do. Episode had many emotions throughout. The little girl and Martian Manhunter were my biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one. Remember we talked about the physics of Kat falling off the side of the skyscraper and
yes.
Kara catching her? Mm-hmm. So Skyrone Dyrone wrote us a quite lengthy email outlining
goodness.
The physics.
Oh, that's awesome. Could you please forward that
great.
To my personal
I will,
address,
I will,
thank
so you can read
much.
The whole thing. But
thank you.
Just the highlights of it here, because we can't read the whole thing. But here's a simple math of Kat's fall from 40 stories. They took the video, and assuming each floor is 15 feet, 40 stories would be 600 feet, gravity accelerating force that accumulates over time. So they calculated out, and the 6-second mark is the part in the free fall when Kat becomes just a little colored speck as you look upward. At 7 seconds, Kat tumbles out of the bottom of the frame when they pan over and people are still looking in horror. She'd have been traveling terminal velocity for 54 floors. By 8 seconds, we're looking at 120 miles per hour.
Wow.
So that's how fast Supergirl would have to be. Fly 120 miles an hour and then gradually slow down to not give her whiplash.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not give her Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Miles Teller. the other thing is we do a little bit of math here about how fast on the Flash, Barry would have to run between like Star City and Central City whenever he's like going to visit Barry and stuff. And like it's 1,500 miles an hour. And that's not really like even at that, he'd take him like an hour to run. And that doesn't really add up. So sort of pulling a Neil deGrasse Tyson here on like that wouldn't work. But we do end with, I also understand they have to make it entertaining. Entertaining always wins. Anything faster than a speeding bullet is more powerful than a locomotive is always fun to watch.
Yeah.
So thank you for your very scientific email.
That's awesome. Yeah, please send that to
me. Yes, I will.
I will run it through my back computer to check the science.
Okay, there you go.
I don't have a back computer.
Oh, what?
It's just a Mac with a bat stapled on top of it.
That's probably
why I said stapled. I meant slapped like a sticker.
Slap it.
I can't staple a Mac.
Slap it. Slap it. Slap it like a Batman sticker. Okay, cool. Well, thank you to all of you who emailed us this week and every week. We always love your feedback. Be sure to send us your feedback on the most current episode because we'll be sure to read that next week. But SupergirlTVTalk@gmail.com is the place to do that. So please make sure you do. Listen, before Tim cracks open his little red book.
Nope, it's still closed. Haven't cracked it open yet.
Before
just
he
cracked
does.
Open that window, though. I didn't. It's
nope.
cold out.
It's been cracked. Before we get into the episode outline here, I want to take a quick second and tell you about our friends over at Supergirl.tv. These guys have been on fire lately. They were
Supergirl on fire.
Yes, this Supergirl is on fire. They were at Paley Fest a couple weeks ago. Then most recently, a fan and a reader of Supergirl.tv, Kev L. Because you see this, that he met Melissa Benoist and Kyler Lee and gave them this little poster that said, like, hello to our friends at supercool.tv and they posed a picture of it. Yeah, so jealous, so cool. But like, these guys are legit. Like,
yeah,
when he handed them that sign, they were like, oh, we know supercool.tv, sure, we'll take that picture.
Wow.
So like, that's how you know this is legit. This is one of the great sources for fan news, updates, videos, pictures, episode descriptions, all this stuff. And so much so that the cast are even into it. So supergirl.tv is a great source. I love it. I check it on the daily. You guys should too. Be sure to give it a visit for all the updates, and follow them on Twitter, Supergirl TV site, for all the latest everywhere you go, every time of day. Thanks so much to supergirl.tv, all the fans running that site ad free and making it a great place for us to hang out and get all our Supergirl news. Thanks so much for sponsoring Supergirl TV Talk.
Oh, that picture is awesome.
Isn't it? Aren't you a little bit jealous?
Yeah.
Don't you wish that was like a Supergirl TV Talk poster?
Hair. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's real fun.
Yeah. But super cool how they like knew the site and they were like, oh yeah, cool.
Wow.
So yeah, that's, I was like, oh my God, I know those guys. I know. That's, yeah, I know
that's
them.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
They look so happy to be there.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they do? Yeah.
I like Mrs. Jenner's kind of, you know.
Mrs. Jenner. She's not the same to me ever since she became Mrs. Jenner. I refuse to call her by her first name.
I like the little pose. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah, it's really
cool. Cool.
So you've got a little red book of secrets.
I do.
And by secrets,
secret
I mean things
number
that were...
one.
Oh.
Hugsy, my bedtime penguin pal.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Lotso Huggin' Bear.
Just kidding. No. I don't want to sleep with Lotso. No. Guess that's the whole point of that movie, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, he earned it. He's a meano.
He's a meanie.
No, who's also a meanie?
Who?
Siobhan.
Siobhan's
a meanie.
Not a nice lady.
Yeah. Know who else is a meanie?
Who?
Red Kryptonite Kara, which is how this episode kind of starts.
That's true. We kind of pick up in the aftermath.
Segways.
Good job.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. So we start with some donut sadness, right?
Yes. Always with the donuts.
Donut sadness.
She can eat all the calories.
Damn her and her metabolism.
She can do whatever she wants.
She can do whatever she likes.
Wow. You went there, huh?
I did.
All right.
So we get some donut sadness, and she is lounging in her costume wearing a plaid shirt, you know, because she's attempting to be undercover.
Yes. I love that she was wearing like flannel and like jeans over her outfit, just with the S hanging out.
I'm impressed how non-wrinkled that skirt is if she's wearing jeans over it. It's actually quite impressive.
It's a space-age Kryptonian material.
It's not. It's
I know.
Not. We saw we make it. It's not. It's just anti-wrinkle material.
Yes.
Like my shirts are made out of.
Right.
And so... So the city does not trust her, you know, and they seem to believe that she was controlled by something else. I think in a world in which Superman is like, I didn't mean to destroy that skyscraper.
Oh, well,
I was under the mind control, and they were like, yeah, this is, you know, he's been around for 10 years. This is something we should expect by now. So I think the city's pretty good on that, but I think anybody's willing to bash a good thing, particularly on the news or the internet or whatever. Any opportunity to turn coat.
Yes.
They're going to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take the road most traveled.
Yes.
Yeah. The road of hatred.
Low roaded.
Yes. Nope, we can't make anything out of that. I tried.
It's all right.
I tried.
I didn't give you much to work with there.
So while she's in her donut sadness, Kat is, you know, calling him, like, you know, first so-and-so steals my bike at spin class, and, you know, and now this, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It was great.
So she immediately says, okay, I need somebody to answer the phone. Tech guy.
Yeah.
You know how phones work.
You're the lowest employee in the room.
Yeah,
you do it.
Yeah. Pretty much one of the only things James had to do in this episode, though, was answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
He was the Uhura of this episode. Yeah.
Lieutenant Uhura reporting for duty.
Yeah. Lieutenant James reporting for duty. I'm here to answer the phone. I did like the face that Kat made when he answers. She was like, I win today.
Yes.
I didn't get my churro, but today is a win.
The day is mine.
Or whatever it was. Wasn't a churro. That wouldn't be at a juice bar. That would be a strange. Here, you can have all the healthy juice and a churro. That's my kind of spin class in gym, let me tell you. I don't think Siobhan has any right to be angry, right? She's like, yes.
She's just vindictive.
I hate Kara because she, like, does her job.
And ratted me. Well, she's mad she ratted her out.
Yeah.
But, like.
But not, and no one will hire me because I'm like, yeah, because you were, like.
You were going after her job.
Yeah. And you shelled out company secret, technically.
Yes, exactly.
News that was not yours to share.
Exactly.
Especially forgive. Like, Like, yeah, rat, you know, snitches get stitches and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's fine. Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, like, recognize the fault that is your own.
Yes, exactly. And especially if you are such a hardcore, like she's playing the game, right? She is climbing the corporate ladder. She is, you know, willing to betray anybody to get what she wants.
Right.
Does she not, like, in her own weird way, sort of respect it when she sees someone else dish it out too? Don't you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think R-E-S-P-C-E... I messed that. I can't spell.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic. I don't think respect.
Yeah.
That song.
is on her iPod.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, yeah. All right. Great. Okay. I had to sing it.
Well done.
I don't think that word is in her vocabulary.
Yeah.
I don't think she respects anybody. She says later in the episode, she says, I have too much self-esteem to kill myself.
Yeah.
You know, which you have a lot of,
yep.
You have a lot of hot air. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, I'm sure, where your powers come from, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a lot of all that hot air in your head. That's how banshees work, right?
We'll
you're
get
like
there.
Hot air balloons. Right?
Yep, totally.
I figured it out. Okay.
Science.
I scienced it.
all Stand right. back. I'm going to try science.
I subbed, just off topic,
yeah.
But I subbed a biology class recently, so naturally,
hey, pick the English teacher. Let's have him.
Well, you know, teachers, it's a pinch hit. Somebody goes home sick, whatever, and so I was free, and so I subbed the class. But of course, they have work to do.
Yeah.
But my first thought is to walk in and be like, "Stand back, everyone! I'm going to try science."
Did you say it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I should have.
Yes,
because I think they would have appreciated it.
Well, I think we all learned a valuable lesson here today. You should have.
Yeah,
yeah.
I should. Next time I sub a science class, you could be prepared.
Please.
I hope it's a chem class.
Oh, man.
Actually, I have subbed chem a couple of times, and the school is still standing.
Oh, right.
So
you failed.
It's pretty good. Yeah. No, I like my job. So, Wynn's advice to Siobhan through a couple of mimosas.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, woman, share some, please.
Yes. Weekday brunch.
Yeah, with me.
Yes.
Oh, I love a good mimosa. But his advice is clearly designed to sound like it's going to backfire.
Yes.
You could be whatever you like.
Yes, exactly. She's like, oh, well, thank you. Then I will be whatever I want. Like, that's, nope. You can literally hear her.
You were on my side. Like,
it's like, he's friends with the other one first. Like, sorry.
Right.
What'd you expect?
She is a selfish being and doesn't care.
That's true.
So we cut to Jean eating cookies.
Yes, choco cookies.
The thing I've been waiting for 10 episodes.
Yes.
Really 17 if you count, since I knew he was the Martian Manhunter. But since confirmed at 7, now at episode 17, titled Manhunter.
Yeah.
He's finally eating cookies.
Yeah.
For those of you who are unaware, a motif or a trope of John Jones that keeps coming back is that his favorite food is cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that it is kind of a gag. Not so much in the New 52. I haven't
Less so. I mean, there's like nods to it and stuff, but specifically Chacos, which are the DC Universe version of Oreos. Like, he loves Oreos. That's not just all cookies, but specifically Chacos.
Yeah. Are Chacos a real thing?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
They're supposed
just to
be the DC Universe,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's like soda or cola.
Oh, right.
Know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was just, he was like, oh, these are my favorite. How did you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm Alex Danvers. I know everything about you.
I'm a secret agent.
Yeah. I know things about cookies. I don't know.
I know your cookie secrets, gentlemen.
Do you think that third DEO agent has a name?
Vasquez.
I wrote third. Every time she shows up, I mark it in my book. And so now I can write Vasquez.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I'm so happy she has a name.
I know, me too.
And that they used it. But do you think Vasquez, third DEO agent, knows about his love for cookies? Do you
think
she's as good of a secret agent as Alex Danvers?
No one's as good as Alex.
Because that's not something Jean needs to hide. If Hank likes cookies,
sure.
No one's going to be like, this isn't the real Hank Henshaw.
Right.
Hank never ate Chacos. You know, he liked vanilla chocolate.
Right.
You know, like a fool or whatever. Yeah. Very judgmental candy lovers at the DEO.
Maybe Jim Harper is like, wait a second, my friend.
Okay. I know Jim Harper is the Guardian.
Yes.
Okay. But I hear Jim Harper, I think the newsroom.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I thought the same thing. And you know what? It had never occurred to me before because the Guardian is a character I'm not super familiar with.
The Guardian
with.
Was a big deal when,
in the
just
90s,
about the time that we started reading comics.
Yes, I remember
a little
that.
Bit before.
Yes.
It came a little bit after, but that whole,
at the end of like the Jeff Johns run.
One year later.
One year later.
The that whole jump, the Guardian, yeah. they really tried to bring him back
they
in a
did.
Big way with James Robinson.
And James Robinson, that. That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Mon-El, all that stuff.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mon-El grew up and all that. I remember that. I read it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. But still, it's just not a character I think of very often.
No,
you
me
know?
Either.
I'm other than that run, really, I'm not super familiar with the character. So when Newsroom was on, I never occurred to me that Jim Harper was also
the Guardian.
The Guardian.
Right, didn't occur. But when I heard Jim Harper in here.
I thought about that. The Guardian. The Newsroom Jim Harper. And yeah. But I did realize that was him. I was like, wait a second. And then like Cadmus and everything. Yeah.
Well, he. Is that Brad Cadmus? Yeah. On Young Justice, in the beginning of season one, the Guardian is working for Project Cadmus, actually. I couldn't tell you the ties in the comics, but...
During Death of Superman era, he's also involved with Project Cadmus.
Cadmus, that's a whole thing running all the way through. That's fun. I was happy to see Project Cadmus... We'll get there. I'll get there when we get there. So we get a couple of power blockers, kind of in immediate succession. That's actually a thing that ran through this episode,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
We get Jean's power blocker that he can't transform or be a telepath.
The user while questioning him.
Right. We get the supersonic hearing blocker, like the Muffliato spell from Harry Potter.
Ooh.
And we also get lead line glasses.
Yes,
the three power blockers all in the same episode.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, good things come in threes. That's all I'm saying. We'll get to the glasses later.
All right.
Okay. So we get classic Berlanti flashbacks, and we
of
have,
course.
And because they don't happen in every episode, we get all the flashbacks.
All the flashbacks
in this whole episode.
Yes.
All the Berlanti flashbacks. I thought this whole episode was going to be the mystery of Jean, you know, and all that stuff. So when that part was over and we flashed to like Alex's story,
yeah,
and then Kara's, I was a little taken aback. Like, I wanted to spend more time with Jean in the jungle with Jeremiah Danvers, but I think it maybe felt slightly rushed, but it was succinct at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Jeremiah was like, he's a good man.
Yes.
And I'm like, you've been talking to him for like 2 minutes.
like you don't know
he
him.
He saved your life from an incredibly slow moving non-poisonous snake.
Yes. And that then, you freaked out about.
Oh my God, worst DEO agent
like,
ever.
Jeremiah, like,
that's
talk,
where the trend started. The trend started with Jeremiah. We're
there
like,
you go.
How do we use guns? Like, God, you work for a clandestine secret organization.
All I can say is snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes?
True story. I thought the hunt for Martian Manhunter in the jungle was very predator-like.
The hunt for Red Manhunter?
The hunt for Red Manhunter. Red Manhunter standing by. I did feel it was very predator.
Yes, it was.
You know,
yes, it was.
Wandered through the jungle. He has our army camo. We get separated. There's a snake. That's, you know, there was no minigun, but that's okay.
That's
necessary.
Right. There also wasn't anything bursting out of everyone's chest, so.
That is alien, not predator.
But alien versus predator.
No.
No. But why can't I have Alien versus Predator?
No, you can't. No.
Please?
No, you can't. No, sit down. Yeah. Why are we standing? How did
know.
We get to this position?
I don't remember. No. Some of my memories.
So we get a kind of a philosophical conversation with Jeremiah and Jean, which is the side of Jean we have not really seen on this show yet, but Jean is kind of the alien philosopher of the Justice League, the DCU.
Mm-hmm. And the DEO.
And the DEO. He is
as
the,
it happens.
He is the, you know, what is truth?
Yes.
It's not easy to define.
Mm-hmm.
We both
mm-hmm.
have truths. Are yours the same as mine?
Right.
Yeah.
That
just, that's right. Just laid some Andrew Lloyd Webber down
on
you.
Yes, he is very much like the philosopher of the Justice League and of the DCU. And in this case, we finally got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked getting to see him be, you know, Jean Bijan for a little bit.
Speaking of Jean Bijan, he is using his real voice.
Yes.
Which we've never heard before.
That's right.
He's always used, because I commented on this weeks ago, he uses Hank's voice.
Yes. But it sounded, I mean, it was definitely David Harewood doing
a slightly different
voice.
With a modulator, for sure.
Yes.
However, it was enough of a difference from, you know, to know that it's supposed to be a different voice, that, and to imply that he continues to use Hank Henshaw's voice when he turns.
Yes.
So it doesn't completely freak people out.
Mm-hmm.
So even this, like, who's like, this is what I really look like, he still turns into, like, it's still like
he's still hiding his voice.
He's still hiding himself.
Yeah.
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 Or he hasn't talked in a really long time and his voice is scratchy. Or it could be either one.
It could be that. He could be, you know, we know that he was on Earth for like something like 50 years before before now. Right. So let's say it was 30 years at that point, but or it was 10 years ago, so 40 years.
Right. So who's to say he talked to anybody in that time? I'm going to assume that he did, but
maybe
who's to say?
Maybe he's been in the jungle for
probably
a year.
Probably the
for
producers,
6 months.
But who's to say?
Yeah, they would be the ones to say.
They would be the ones to say. Yeah. But did you like the voice change or did it matter to you? Is that something?
It didn't really matter. It was cool. Yeah, it was a cool touch, but that's about it for me. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. I had forgotten that what I had said about his voice being the same as Hank Henshaw's, and so then when I heard this different one, I was like, oh yeah,
it adds something.
I did
now
think about that earlier, so I think it as it comes, you know, it's one of those, you know, when the story dictates it necessary to add a layer, we will add a layer. It's not, you know, not all at once. Interesting comment by Hank that Superman calls Jean the most powerful person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that was so. I actually assumed when he said you know who calls you the most powerful person on the planet. I was about to be like, oh wow, so clearly this is before Superman arrived, and then. Nope.
You would be wrong.
Because
that wouldn't make sense in the timeline.
I had forgotten where the timeline. So in the moment, I was just sort of like, oh, okay. This is their way of telling us this is pre-Superman. Oh, never mind.
No. Because they even comment that it's a big deal even for him to say that.
Right. So, yeah. That is something that I feel like fanboys have argued for years.
That Jean is more powerful than Superman. Yeah. I agree.
You know?
In this universe. Say he is more powerful.
And definitely in this universe, he absolutely is.
I think his powers maybe are more varied. And I think that's just what makes him more powerful.
The telepathy and all of that, definitely.
Just adding telepathy, I think on the flight and strength, adding telepathy on top of that just makes him automatically more powerful.
Yes.
Because he doesn't even have to fight.
Yes. If he can mentally disable you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've seen John. We've only seen him mentally disable people by touching them. If you notice,
that's true. Yes.
He has to come into physical. It's a Vulcan mind meld, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be physical contact, which makes him less powerful.
In that sense, yeah. He has to get close to you.
Yes, but Superman is all about physical contact.
Right.
There's very little that he can do to you without touching you, unless he wants to burn you to a charred corpse or freeze you
or listen to you really hard.
I'm hey, a girl. Really good listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Superman's tag. I'm a really good listener.
Unless there's a sound suppressor in the DEO.
Unless there's a sound suppressor, I'm a really good listener. Oh, my goodness. Did you expect Hank and Jeremiah to kill one another?
I'm sorry.
You're still laughing about that?
No, I thought you were really good listening. You expect Hank and Jeremiah to kiss? That's literally where I thought you were going.
No, that's not where I was going with that at all.
Nope.
That's some fan fiction you can write on your own time.
Slash fiction. No, I did not quite expect that. I expected there to be some... I really expected more that Hank was going to find Jeremiah, you know, dying and something like... I knew he didn't kill him, and I forgot exactly what they had told us in the show, but they told us something along the lines of, like, you know, he saved my life, and so when he died,
he was eternally grateful.
He is a green man.
Yeah, he is a green Martian.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I did not quite expect that. That was an interesting way of doing it, where Jeremiah was defending Hank or Jean, and then the real Hank accidentally kills Jeremiah, and they kill each other. That was interesting and makes all the sense in the world. I just didn't see it coming. Did you?
No, I didn't. I expected some kind of Hank trying to kill Jeremiah and Hank getting attacked by a tiger or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
Whatever. Something else.
Something else. Outside, I didn't expect the brawl between them to begin with.
Right.
And then so when he just went flinging off the cliff, I was like, oh my God.
All right.
Jeez, yeah. Tell me when you hit the bottom. No?
All right.
No. Both my legs are broken and there's a faint smell of almonds.
like 127 hours.
That's right. Dun-dun. I was going for Austin Powers, but either one. I've actually never seen 127 hours.
Oh, it's very good.
Well, I didn't want to commit the time.
Oh. I have bad news.
What?
Nothing.
It's only 2 hours, isn't it? No.
No.
Okay, so I didn't expect it. So then we flash back to the present, and we're seeing a lot of conflict within Lucy, probably because she keeps changing jobs and she doesn't have any sense of stability.
She has instability.
God, so that poor bad woman. That she needs stability.
Think about it from her perspective. Like, she moved to a new city to be with her boyfriend, and got a new job, and then it turns out that she realizes on her own that he's in love with somebody else, and she has to leave.
Yep.
Like, that is a traumatic experience. Like,
yeah.
Rearrange your life for a person, then realize they're not as devoted to you as you are to them.
Actually, I had a friend that happened too. He moved for her, and they were together for about a month.
Oh.
And then she was like, "Nah, I'm good."
See, that's kind of what happened to her.
Like, picked up his whole life, left a job, everything.
And the difference is that he is a real person.
Correct. You're right, and a boy. Mm-hmm. I think that is the other difference.
I think that is also the other difference.
Yeah,
Tatum is definitely not a boy.
So we'll come back. We'll come back to that.
Sure.
So we get a couple in between things with, like, you know, Kat talking to, you know, Princess Kate, you know, all that fun stuff.
That was funny.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we'll get back to that.
Okay.
Because it might come down to quote of the week.
I see. It won't
actually, but apparently Kat and Kate are BFFs.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
That was funny.
So Vasquez is a human being. She has a name. She's not the Elephant Man.
Maybe she's
an
alien.
I have a human being. No, just let her be a person.
Okay.
Not that aliens aren't people.
Doesn't she be an alien?
I don't know. It's the whole conflict of this.
Anybody. Yeah.
That's true. The cat next to you could be an alien. Your headphones could be an alien. They could be in disguise. So we get an Alex flashback.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting party animal Alex with a super nice wig of long hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Some nice, sweet hair extensions.
With the party rock anthem cranking in the background and everything.
Yeah. The music was really on point for this whole episode.
It really was.
If you knew the music and when it came out.
Yeah, you're like, that takes me back to 2010. That takes me back to 2005.
Yeah, like, really, really cool. There's no music in the jungle, though. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It was just
the music of the night.
Yeah.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
So tell me about Party Animal Alex.
Party Animal Alex. So she apparently, this is what we saw.
Mm.
She says party. She has too much to drink. She goes to leave. She is like blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And then
gets arrested for trying.
For attempting to enter a car.
I thought that was strange.
While intoxicated.
Yeah, I thought that was strange. Like, not illegal.
I guess it's not like a crime yet. You were
arrested for attempting to commit a crime.
Thought crime.
It's kind of a thought crime.
You know?
Yeah.
In some states, it's illegal to, like, have your key in the ignition and be intoxicated.
Really?
Even if the car's not on.
Wow.
But she was not even in the car yet, so.
No. Well, it's a national city. They can do what they want or something.
Yeah, I guess
maybe
so.
Maybe it's not a national city. Maybe it's Canada.
Could be anywhere.
I don't know.
Could be anywhere.
It could be.
But Hank comes to bail her out.
Could be Stryker's Island.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Yeah, Hank comes to bail her out, and he recruits her from jail, which makes me think that maybe he had her arrested just so he could get her where he wanted.
That's possible.
She would hit rock bottom, and then he could help her out.
He could have been that police officer.
Could have been.
He could have morphed.
He could be anybody.
There's a lot of...
He could have been Alex.
He could
No, that's not possible.
Gets to a weird level. I like that he kind of watched from afar, and when she clearly couldn't really control herself anymore, that's when he was like, I guess now I'll make the promise. You know, when her grades were declining, I was like, maybe she'll pull out of it. Maybe she's in a slump. I'll let her have her space.
Sure.
You know, space she doesn't even know I'm giving her because I'm super cool like that. It can blend into the shadows because I'm the Martian Manhunter.
Here's a thought.
Yeah.
So she gets unjustly arrested, let's say, right? Because she hasn't actually committed a crime yet.
Unjustly arrested.
Yeah. Right. And that is in the flashback.
Indeed.
Then we come back to the present, and she's getting a lie detector test.
Yeah.
And then, literally, she passes the lie detector test, and Lucy says, wait a second, I can tell you're lying, and so you're under arrest.
Yeah.
So she
not
gets
cool.
She gets,
thought police.
She gets arrested all the time for things she hasn't done.
Nope. I know.
With no evidence.
Although, when she was taking the armband off and, like, one more question, all of a sudden, she's super shifty.
Yeah,
like,
she
is. I was like, yo, control your face, woman.
Yeah, right.
Like, you were doing so well.
You were doing great.
You tricked the machine.
Yeah, really.
You tricked William Moulton Marston's machine, inventor of Wonder Woman.
That's right.
Like, you know, let's...
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah,
that's some kind of weird meta context.
When
a lie detector test shows up in a comic book show.
That's true.
There's a lot of...
Yes.
It's many onions.
Yes. Tim wasn't joking. The creator of Wonder Woman is also the inventor of the lie detector.
He was a famous famous psychiatrist.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Taught at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was a suffragette. And I could go...
You read the book.
I right. Yeah, I did teach a class. And so we get the Project Cadmus drop.
Yes.
Enlighten people about Project Cadmus, Frank.
Project Cadmus is a lab in DC Comics.
Yep.
Goes back to the late 80s, early 90s, I believe. I think it goes back to the John Byrne Man of Steel reboot. And it is...
Reboot.
And it is known for many, many experiments on aliens and metahumans and the like. At differing times, it was a bad place, a not-so-bad place, usually a not-so-great place.
Project Cadmus is generally not a happening place. Generally, it is the anti-Star Labs.
Yes.
In its own way. You know, Star Labs is like, we will help you.
Yes.
And Cadmus is like, we will not help you.
There is a time, though, in the early 90s.
There was a time when Cadmus was great. When they had all their stuff together. There was a time when Superman trusted them to make the right decisions.
Now they're chopping up at Hank
with the writing on the wall. I don't know.
This is so bad.
Yeah. Not one of
with
those.
With the writing on the wall.
Not one of those words rhymed. Nope. Not one.
So yes, it's not a great place to be. You don't want to be there. If you're there, it's bad. So yes, they're usually doing sort of inhuman experiments on aliens and you know, stuff like that.
Right,
so,
and Hank's going to become prisoner 24601.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. With
Stole
Alex. Alex is going to be TK421.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
indeed. Mm. TK421, why aren't at your post? Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Star Wars the Musical, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So Project Cadmus, according to James, is the reason that Clark will not work with the government.
That's right.
Because they cut up aliens and weaponized
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you were Superman
mm-hmm.
and you were flying around and you're like, wait, Project Cadmus sounds like a terrible place.
Yes.
Maybe I should use my X-ray vision to
I'm sure there's lead.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of lead.
Yeah.
It's probably an underground lab and they probably have like the street line with lead.
You think
there's probably like a baby aspirin.
Yeah. It's true. I guess they can't keep secrets from him yeah. and all that stuff, but it just just seems like such a terrible place that he doesn't like do something more about
or maybe
it.
Maybe they just put it in National City because he's never there.
Yeah.
While we're talking about the Cadmus reveal and the information about Cadmus,
yeah.
When we found out about Cadmus, we also had Lucy coming yeah. to visit James, and she's all like, oh, "Of course you're here at Kara's loft. Like, of course. Like, let's go off on this." And then Kara's all like, "I'm gonna rip my shirt." And
yeah.
There was the reveal. Now Lucy mm-hmm. knows. That was a risk. That was she went out on a limb there.
That was a big risk, yeah.
Because Lucy could have blown up in her face.
Yeah.
You know?
It absolutely.
Lucy was
could
on
have.
The warpath. She that could have blown up in Kara's face.
Mm-hmm.
But she took a calculated risk and it paid off.
Yeah, and she's actually not one to calculate the risk. Mm-hmm. She's really more of an impulsive person.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think this really took a lot of gumption. But they had already decided previously in previous episodes that maybe they should share this secret with Lucy. For James's sake.
It's true, but the tables have turned, times have changed a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
The like times they are changing.
I don't watch Watchmen now.
Just the opening credits. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. It really was risky, you know, because now things have changed and, mm-hmm. and she wasn't the same mindset that she was anymore.
Yeah.
James broke her heart. So mm-hmm. You really she was taking a serious shot in the dark there and it paid off.
Yeah. I agree. Maybe we should take a second and talk about our sponsor.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Thanks. I'm so happy that I see the one that suggested it.
You're proud of yourself?
Yeah, you kind of. Actually, I never get to suggest the sponsor.
Well, I'm glad you did because InStock Trades is a fantastic place. And you know, especially if you like Martian Manhunter and if you like books that are comical, the funny books, the comic books, if you will. I love InStock Trades and DCB Service. They're mm-hmm. great places to get comics online. If you want to get your collected editions, you know, your big old trade paperbacks and your hardcovers and all that fun stuff.
Indeed.
InStock Trades is a great place to do it. And Discount Comic Book Service, DCBS, awesome place if you want to get your weekly comics. You know, when we talked to Sterling Gates, we called them the floppies.
I think I'm pretty sure that's a Warren Ellis thing, I'm telling you.
I'm not sure who came up with that. I didn't, if it is Warren Ellis, I
don't use my phone to look
yeah,
it up.
You should. But yeah, it's a great place to get both of those things. Save a bundle when you do, too. I mean, we're talking 42% and more in some cases. And they've got stories of all shapes and sizes and kinds and the kind of stuff that will really, I think, tickle your funny bone if you are a fan of Supergirl and the related characters. There's actually a really well-liked Martian Manhunter story that by Rob Williams and Eddie Barrows.
The current book that is running through right now.
Yeah, which I have really, really enjoyed. And I didn't realize that this was already being collected, so I'm really glad. It just was collected this past November, I believe, which is exciting. So yeah, this is, it's called Martian Manhunter, The Epiphany, and it's the volume one of the current run. And you really owe yourself to pick this up. It's very different than what they're doing on Supergirl right now with Martian Manhunter. I will warn you of that. But if you have any familiarity with the character so far, I think you'll really, like in the past, you'll really enjoy this different, fresh, fun take on the character. Collects the first six issues, and it's a ton of fun. Now, normally this would run you $14.99, which for, you know, a pretty new trade, six issues, you know, that's a pretty good price. I would not feel bad paying that price. But you could save 45% in stock trades. It's $8.24. $8 for an awesome story that I really enjoyed the hell out of. So we both really recommend that book. It's a great story.
I do. I recommend it solely for Mr. Biscuits.
Mr. Biscuits, man.
You like John eating Chocos in this, yeah, waiting for Mr. Biscuits.
Mr. Biscuits.
He's like an elephant man.
Sort of, yeah.
Biscuit eater.
It's so funny. It's just so, so funny.
It's good. The book does kind of, it takes an interesting, strange turn, but it does really, it really gets into the origin of the Martian Manhunter in the New 52.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
So, yeah.
It's an interesting take that I have, you know, it's unlike anything I've seen before for this character. I really, really like it.
I met Eddie Barrows a number of years ago. Now,
I may have been with you.
Yeah, it was something. He's a real nice man.
Did you commission something from him?
I did.
Yeah, I think I remember did. This.
It's a Tim Drake Robin crouched on a building in the rain.
In the rain. Yes, I remember that.
Paid a lot of money for it, but it was beautiful. Totally worth it.
Beautiful piece of art. Yeah. Yeah. So you'll see some of his great artwork in this book. $8.24 on InStockTrades.com. Yes. So check that out. InStockTrades.com and DCBService.com. And DCB is also a great place. If you like your digital comics, like Tim and I both do, you can actually order your digital comics through their site. You know, go through there and go to Comixology through their portal and get 5% back on all your purchases you do through there. So you can buy more great comics from DCB Service. So that's InStockTrades.com and DCB as in Discount Comic Book Service. .com, and we thank them for sponsoring Supergirl TV Talk.
Indeed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So we get back into it when we get Kara talking about, you know, what it means to be an alien on Earth and blah blah blah. So we get a flashback of her kind of freaking out at like one of her first days at school and, you know, doing like, oh my god, I see right through you. I see the skeleton. Yeah. And it's freaking me out. So so we see all that transpire and then we see her. How long do you think that she was on Earth before they sent her to school? Because when she looks up at the beach and she's like, well, I'm sorry, we didn't have birds on my planet. And I was like, what did you have? I guess the planet was ecologically dying, then I guess they wouldn't have a lot of anything at that point.
I mean, I don't think it was very long. She seemed like pretty fresh faced and young.
Yeah.
You know, pretty new to the planet. The whole bird thing, it made me think of I don't know what creature that Jor-El rides in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't a bird exactly.
Klopka, whatever he calls that. Yeah. Yeah, something like
Hrothgar,
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever he has. But yeah, obviously it's not the same continuity, but it made me just think of that as a fanboy.
You talk to birds. Yeah, well, I couldn't remember what that quote was until I said it out loud. It's from Urinetown. You ever see that show?
No, I haven't.
Urinetown? So funny. But somebody's like talking about birds, and this character's like, you talk to birds? And that's what I thought of when I watched this. My mind is all over the place tonight. Can't help it. I think some of the references are even in my notes. I can't wait to go back and reread these and try to decipher what I was
Mr.
thinking.
Mr. Biscuits, is that you?
Yeah, it's kind of like going back and looking at a yearbook. Like, what does this quote mean? This means nothing to me now.
Yeah,
nothing.
What does have a neat summer mean? I don't get it.
I don't know. But we do get Kara's interview with Cat Grant for the first time. I guess that's the point of an interview.
Her job interview.
Yes. Where she nearly breaks Wynn's shoulder and hand.
And she nearly breaks Wynn. Wait. That's what I thought
she might have. Sorry. Maybe she's nervous.
Yeah, she nearly breaks his. Yes, yes. Strong grip you got there. You do not want to pick a fight with this person.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Zach, we've already seen that movie.
Yeah, so that's that. I like seeing that. I like seeing her come in and be like, I'm normal. I'm normal in every way. I'm just totally. I have my everything, my hearing, my strength.
My less than perfect vision.
Less than average vision.
Because I have these fun lead-lined glasses now that my dad made me. Yeah. Which is real. Actually, We'll talk about that for a second. What a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to shake the person who thought of that.
Yeah. You want to shake him? Want to shake that person?
Shake the, like, I said shake what? The hand.
No.
No, I didn't. I did not say the hand. I want to
shake the person.
I just want to shake the person. Why did you do
What's
this?
What's wrong with
what
you?
What a great idea.
No.
That's
what
not,
have I done?
That's not what I wanted to do. I told you, my mind's everywhere tonight. What the a word I want to shake the words their hand
yeah.
will show up in another sentence.
Oh, right? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Where it doesn't belong. Right. I guarantee it, but probably not.
The cat their hand quote of the week. Wait, what?
Yes. What? No. What about the hand? I've been watching Daredevil. So all this nonsense. Kat is impressed. Kat is impressed with Kara's normalcy,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
She wants someone, because everyone else is like a millennial who gets the participation trophies and all this other stuff, and so she wants someone who's just like normal.
I couldn't agree with her more.
Totally.
Yeah.
So she liked that Kara was just like, no, I just want to work hard and do my job, and that's it. I'm normal otherwise.
Do you think that her using her x-ray vision at the interview was cheating?
Yes,
or
absolutely.
Is it to her advantage? Because like...
Both.
Yeah.
Yes, it was cheating, but...
Well, I mean, like, if you're, let's say you're... Or like really fast. Let's say you can run really fast. Okay,
sure, for instance,
and your job is a runner at a company, like
sure.
run to make the photocopies, run to do this,
sure.
run to that, and so and you can do it quickly because your legs move quickly.
Yes,
is that cheating?
No, it's not.
She but has this ability.
Yeah,
that
but this is a completely like no one has anything like it. Do you know what I mean? Like other people could walk fast. This is we're talking about you know something
that's
different.
True. But
yeah, she uses her advantage in a smart
yeah.
way. In a smart
yeah,
way.
I agree. It's not like she's like peering in the checkbook to see how much Kat spends
sure.
or anything like that. This
sure.
is a, your pen's almost out of ink. I could fill your prescription, which was, I guess that also kind of borders on, what do you want to say now?
Yeah.
But yeah, prescription for what, Kat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think she has migraines, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's that.
Because of her mother.
Right. So after that little flash, Kara talks about being an alien. You are portraying your fundamental instincts
yes.
to belong. Which is very sad.
Very sad.
It's a sad existence. And the only way that she does not betray those instincts is by being Supergirl.
Yes.
Which she doesn't outright say. I give her credit. She like lets Lucy connect that dot on her own.
That's right.
You know, she doesn't say, as Supergirl, I am no longer portraying my fundamental
right.
instincts. You know, like let the audience get there
yeah,
on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think we have earned the right to put things together at this point on the show. I think we know these characters well enough now that we can infer what people mean instead of being told, which it's nice to be treated as a smart audience.
I like
and,
that.
And yeah, and not stupid. Stupid like Siobhan's decisions, which I'll get to.
Oh.
So we get a little bit of bike riding, you know, 18-wheeler
yeah.
action. Let's talk about that.
It's kind of a weird scene, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it kind of was strange, right?
So, yeah, I mean, you got Hank and Alex... And Harper in that inside that truck to the container.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere comes
Bikers
who are like shooting guns at the freaking tanker.
Yeah.
And then the truck is disabled and they take off their helmets and they're wearing body armor and or I guess maybe not maybe it's not
they
body
shot,
armor.
I would assume that they shot
Kara. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just kind of thought myself.
Yeah. yeah. I think we connected at the same time. Like, we gotta look at each other. What kind of body armor was
whoa.
Kryptonian, I see. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got Lucy and Kara, and they give Hank and Alex the motorcycles and say, "Be gone with you!" Right
yeah.
off into the sunset.
Right.
And that's what they do, and they escape, and they have a nice little exchange there. Uh-huh. Alex and Kara were like, "Oh, what am I going to do without you? Well, you know, you're going to be just fine. I love you.
That's fine. Okay. We're just going to go star in the spinoff, The Fugitives.
Yeah, right.
Starring John Jones and Dr. Alex Kimball.
Oh, God.
John's gonna be like, I didn't kill my wife, the white Martians did.
Uh-huh.
And Alex is gonna be like, I don't care, you told me the story 6 times
today.
Yeah. It's gonna be a great show. Can't
so
wait
good.
To watch it.
Oh man.
Yeah,
appointment television for me.
Yep. John is better at mind wiping now because
yes.
the plot says it needs to happen.
Right. So now he is.
Well, which is fine. I don't care about that. I'm glad that he's better at it. But my question is, who are you practicing on, John? Like practice,
I didn't even think about
practice
that.
Makes perfect. That's how you get better at things. You have to practice
oh
them.
My God.
So what? Who is he practicing on? What is he doing?
I did not think.
How
of
does
that
work?
Yeah. I'm very disturbed now.
All of a sudden, it's the secret life of John Jones.
Oh, man.
He has to practice.
Yeah.
To be better.
You're so right.
What is he going up to like Cabbage Patch Kids? He's like, you will forget. Oh wait, your brain's.
Oh wait,
yeah.
My hard drive.
Yeah.
So okay. That's funny. Hadn't thought about that. But yes, because the plot says he needs to be, he is better at it.
And unless it's like that scene in Galaxy Quest where Laredo practices driving in the kitchen or whatever. He's like, pedal to the metal, Commander. And he's just pantomiming the motions. Maybe it's like that.
Sure.
I don't know.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you feel better about Sean, at least.
I mean,
right?
Galaxy Quest is a great movie, so I think this is a great Sean explanation.
Practicing, just Sean practicing mind waves in his home. Pedal to the metal, Commander.
Commander Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm better at it now. So yeah, that's
so yeah. So Harper is all
he's mind wiped, and that's fine. Maybe a better person. And we learned that Jeremiah is still alive,
and in fact a bullfrog.
And yeah, he was a good friend of Jim Harper's.
Yeah,
actually,
that's right.
Yeah,
no, Hank was not Jeremiah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. But he was a good friend of Hank's.
Yeah. They probably had a lot of mighty fine wine together.
There you go. Yeah.
So Jeremiah's not dead. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe he's Cyborg Superman. Just saying.
So he's at Cadmus.
Which makes sense that he is Cyborg Superman.
Right.
Just saying. Maybe he's running Cadmus.
Maybe he's running Cadmus.
Maybe he's evil Cyborg Superman
running Cadmus.
What? Yeah. That would be awesome.
Dude, if
you take the evil Cyborg Superman running the DEO, but you just transfer that over to evil Cyborg Superman running
Cadmus.
Project Cadmus, and then you get this DEO Cadmus
like showdown
in season 2, or you get Checkmate to come in and Max Lord's like, I run Checkmate now.
Whoa, wait, can you?
Let's have all the fun. How great would that be? I was thinking that during this episode. Like, I want Max Lord running Checkmate and having a DEO Checkmate showdown.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I want that.
Yeah, although Peter F. Is on a Fox pilot now.
Yeah, but it might not get picked up. We talked about this.
Yes,
I hope
we did.
I hope it gets
for
picked
him
up
because he seems lovely that it gets picked up.
Right, but I also hope it crashes and burns.
I want him to run Checkmate on Supergirl. Yeah, how awesome would that be?
I just want to say, as much as you were campaigning for Martian Manhunter to be Hank, I really want Jeremiah to be Superman.
I know
that is my theory, and I really want it to be true.
But then you're seeing Hank and Jeremiah face off again, but it's not like really Hank and Jeremiah, so it's like this onion of fighting.
You're really big on onions right now.
I just want to say layers, so I'm saying onion instead. I'm treating the audience as a smart audience,
you guys,
knowing what I mean.
You guys
when
have
I say
to listen
onion.
To this upcoming Friday's episode of Beer with Geeks. So there's a lot of onion talk there.
So
too.
Much onion talk.
Onions everywhere.
I alluded to it before, Frank and I were privileged enough, because we're internet celebrities, also we have good friends, to see Batman v Superman early.
Yes.
We saw it this past Monday.
And so
when we talked for so long about it on our other show, Beer with Geeks, and so if you want to check that out over there.
Yeah.
But I do use onion a lot. It's like starting. As a weird joke, and I just couldn't stop saying it, like saying that we're internet celebrities, which we're not.
No, I don't know.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, it is fun.
Because we're not. I think that's why it's fun. I wouldn't know how to deal with being a celebrity.
Right.
I would just crawl into a hole.
Right. So
So
since you're not, you just joke about being one.
Right, exactly.
There we go. That's how
Once
you cope.
It becomes real, I can't joke about it anymore.
That's how you cope.
It's the cardinal rule of joke making.
That's what I've heard.
Right. So Lucy Lane shows up at the DEO with Supergirl, and they're all like, turn hood and all that stuff. Something they never did to Frank. Just to Frank, too. Hank.
They never did it to me. They don't respect me over there.
They don't respect you. At the DEO, but they didn't do it to Hank either.
Yeah, no, they didn't. But he also wasn't Army, and she is Army.
Ah, yeah, actually, you know, so true.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're all like, she's all like, oh,
she's
what
Marine.
Did no Army?
Is
he,
it Army?
He's Marines.
Oh, right.
He's
okay.
Army.
Yeah. Okay.
She's Army. But yes, he is a Marine. But she's like, oh, what did Colonel Harper say? And they're all like, oh, he resigned. Vasquez says he resigned and named you acting director.
He was very adamant about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he was. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Hank is really good at the whole mind control thing.
So do you think this is Lucy's stability, or is she only going to be the director until they're like, okay, bye, we have something else for you to do?
How many episodes was she Kat's chief legal counsel?
Three or four?
Yeah, okay. How many episodes are left in this season?
Three.
Yeah.
Three episodes.
I don't know. I think it's probably likely that we see her in season two again. She might stick around.
Yeah.
I wonder if she becomes a regular or not.
She might.
She might, yeah.
It would be nice. I enjoy the character.
How long will Jean and Alex be on the run?
How many episodes are left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'll be back by the finale.
Until Sean saves the world with Supergirl from the Kryptonians.
Yeah, probably.
And then everyone will be like, we love green aliens.
Yes, exactly.
It's normal-looking aliens we don't like. Yeah. Ooh, Supergirl. Get away from you.
You know, that is something. Like, Supergirl and Superman have been accepted for so long, but then the second that Henshaw is revealed to be an alien, they're like, you're an alien. You must be a killer, like all the other aliens who are killers. But we don't have a basis for.
Never won by Yo Superman.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's the world.
Only because he doesn't look human, I guess. That's the reason why everyone immediately is afraid of him.
Well, there's an excellent line in New Frontier, the comic, or if you've ever seen the animated movie Justice League New Frontier, where it says, you know, John Jones is locked up in a cage, and Superman shows up with King Faraday, and he says, "You've seen the power." And Superman says, "You've seen the power that he has. Like, he could leave here anytime. You know, that should tell you something."
Mm.
And he's, you know, like, "Why is he here?" And he says, "Because he's an alien." He's like, Superman's like, "I'm an alien. It's because he looks different, isn't it?" That's all it is. You are literally basing this off of looks, which, I mean, you can understand, because when people look at you, they're like, "She's so kind, gentle." And when they look at me, they're terrified of how big and strong I am.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the opposite.
No.
They're terrified of how small and tiny, and I might die being like when the wind blows over.
I'm not having this conversation.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You look great. Okay.
So do you.
Thanks.
Don't have so much self-esteem that you won't jump off a roof, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was actually leading to. Thanks for getting where I was going with that. So Siobhan has too much self-esteem that she won't jump off the roof.
Right.
But she will be drunk enough to fall off.
She will drink whiskey neat on the roof. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just actually, jumping she won't
that
do.
That made me respect her a little bit more, actually.
Love a girl who drinks whiskey.
Yeah. So Wynn makes a great point. Like, yes, I'm on your side, but she's my best friend.
Right.
And you kind of suck at life right now. Like, come on. You're not doing great things here. You know, so what did you think of her power manifestation?
Questions. I have many of them.
Okay.
How long has this been going on? Is this like something that's been latent and is now just coming out?
I'm going to say latent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this something
her
that...
Her face red. I've never had this happen to me before.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But like, what is her... What gave it to her? Is this like, did she get it from... Is she a metahuman? Did she get experimented on? Is she from Cadmus? Like, what... Where did this come from? Was it always just there and under the surface? Like, I would love to know. We don't have the answers right now, but we will find out.
We can talk in trailer talk about this, I think.
Okay.
That will be a good place to start. But that wraps up this episode.
I do believe so.
Anything you'd like to... Oh, except...
Cat Grant
Quote of the Week. I was going to say two other things, but Cat Grant Quote of the Week we can do first. No problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. Go ahead. I have a couple. I have to find it.
From the at the very beginning, when she says the whole thing about when so-and-so stole my spin bike and that whole mess. Mm-hmm.
Yep. First, so-and-so steals my bike at spin class, and then so-and-so... There's nothing at the juice bar, and now this.
Charred. Yes, but this was charred at the juice bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really funny. What was yours?
Mine, as I'm flipping. I did really enjoy, I told them not to send me any more millennials.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Which was great, because I just, yes.
Preach.
Preach it, sister. I also really enjoyed, you need to earn the right to have an opinion, which I also really liked. But it's not really funny line, like, you do need to earn the right to have, like, your opinion validated that way.
Yeah, sure.
If you speak of nonsense, then that's it, that's all you have.
Right.
Like, much like we do. Our opinion means nothing because we speak of nonsense.
But we're internet celebrities, so it's
fine. That's right. So it's okay. Yeah. That's what we've earned. No. Through sheer happenstance. I wrote, I didn't kill my wife in quotes, and I was going to read that as Cat Grant Quote of the Week. Like, wait, no.
Oh, wait, no.
That's not her. My favorite was at the end when she's talking to Siobhan and she says, I wish to God I could fire you again with feeling.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
Wait, what a power move to bring someone in just so you can fire them.
I know. Oh my God.
And to make her think she was getting her job back and then be like, actually,
so well.
I want you to know you're double fired.
See, as soon as she said, come in, sit down and get comfortable, I was like, nah, this is not
going
to be
not
right.
Going her
no,
way.
This is not going to go her way. No. Kat doesn't tell anybody to get comfortable unless she's going to kill them in some way. Emotionally, psychically.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Sit down and get ready to be eviscerated.
Yes, that's right. Ooh, nice word. Usage.
Thank you.
So that's my Cat Grant Quote of the Week.
Do I get vocab points for eviscerated?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
No problem. It's like, whose line is that anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Points don't matter.
No.
Yeah.
Points.
Points.
At midnight. Okay. So do you have anything else to add before we say goodbye and then come back for trailer talk?
Time to say goodbye.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah, no.
We did enough singing this episode already.
So much singing.
Too much singing.
So tired.
It was a late night. It was a late night for us. I don't have anything else to add, but you can find us on the internet at TV Supergirl, supergirltvtalk@gmail.com, and you can also find us at supergirltvtalk.com. Find us on Satchel Player, on Overcast, on iTunes. You can leave us reviews and ratings on iTunes if you
as this one here.
Yes.
I have one for you. Some comic book context for the TV S ellipsis. It cuts out. I would assume you can see the whole thing on a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a whole thing. 5 stars from Jungle Jim Jam.
Ooh.
Which is
that's a delightful name.
So much fun to say. Jungle Jim Jam.
Hmm.
Unless it's Gaim. Jungle Gaim Jam. No, it's not. It's Jim. It's definitely Jim. I read it right the first time. Trust my instincts.
Good job.
Yep. Thanks. These fellas bring us some geeky comic book goodness to our experience watching Supergirl on CBS. My 5-year-old fell in love with the character some months before the series was announced, so our family was up for this TV series. I hadn't read many of the Superman or Supergirl comics myself, so these two hosts helped fill me in on what parts of the TV show come from which comic book storylines within the Superman-Supergirl universe. Hearing them completely geek out over things like John Jones' reveal adds to my enthusiasm about what I'm witnessing on the show. Sometimes I should really practice these so I don't screw up.
No, it's off the cuff. It's good.
Yeah, that was off the cuff. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Jungle Jim Jam.
I love that the 5-year-old fell in love with the character before the series was
announced.
Me too.
That's great.
And so that the character is in her zeitgeist even before the show, and this only adds to her excitement. She's going to be a fan forever.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, forever.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Thank you so much for writing in. And if you guys want to leave a review, we really appreciate that, too. It really helps us go far, helps us rise up in those rankings on iTunes and everywhere else. And
where no man has gone before.
Yes, get the word out there about the podcast. So thank you guys so much. Yeah, I think that about wraps it up. So now let's talk trailer.
Let's talk trailer. If you're not sticking around, see you next week.
In the flippity flip.
Okay, so the trailer, we get Flash v Supergirl.
Yes.
Dawn of the Super Race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
No, no. Wait, no.
No, it's Master Race. No, wait,
no, wait, no. Dawn of the Fastest Person Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I think this actually race.
Is Fastest. I do believe this episode is called Fastest Person Alive. And it is what we had suspected.
Yes.
Flash is on another universe. It's another universe.
We didn't get that from the trailer, though.
No, but I can
tell. I think so. Certainly.
I've seen interviews where they've committed to the multiverse.
Cool. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how they do that, how they bridge the gap between the universes.
He's going
to
run so fast, he bridges the universe. In fact, to me, it doesn't matter how he gets there. I'm just excited that he gets there.
Me too.
Because clearly they have a lot of chemistry,
yes.
Even from the trailer.
Yes.
A lot of Glee chemistry.
Yes.
So
I'm really excited for this musical episode that we called a year ago.
Oh my God,
really...
They all sing, though.
They all sing.
Just the two of them, and then Makkad, and then
Jeremy Jordan.
Jeremy Jordan. Like, I want it so bad.
Me too.
Just go to karaoke. Just 50 minutes in the karaoke bar. Flash v Supergirl.
Well, there was a Flash episode, a couple, where they did karaoke.
There was one with Caitlin, because she was super surprised that he could sing.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. But yeah. More of that. The trailer is very like, the Flash is here and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's all the trailer really is.
Did you want to say something about Siobhan?
Yeah, I did. And so if you don't want to listen to even more spoilers, you can cut away now. Spoilers in 3, 2, 1. There are on-set pictures released and all this other stuff.
I've seen.
Of two villains for this episode. Siobhan as Silver Banshee.
Yes.
Full Silver Banshee regalia.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
cool looking. And also...
I haven't seen the other one. I've only seen the show on pictures.
Lightning Lass. What's her name?
Not Lightning Lass?
No. Come on. She was on the show already. Help me out. Lightning. Blue hair.
Oh, Livewire.
Livewire.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's a lightning lad. I don't know what
No,
you mean.
I was just... I couldn't remember
I didn't
name.
Realize Livewire. Okay, Livewire.
Yeah, Livewire's in the show. She is back. And
nice.
It's both of them.
Nice.
So I am curious...
So Supergirl's getting her rogues.
Yeah. She's getting rogues.
Yeah.
With the Flash. A lightning versus lightning.
Yeah.
You think Flash is going to do that spinny thing where he like throws the lightning as Livewire's throwing
that's
lightning?
That's super cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Cool. Really, and the race, which we'll never know who ends it, I'm
right,
sure.
Of course.
But that's fine. I don't need to know.
That's fine.
I think Flash is faster. I think
it's probably
pretty established that Flash is the fastest there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faster than Superman, even.
Faster than Superman.
Also, did you see that towards the very end of the season, did you see we're going to see return appearances from Helen Slater?
Yes, I did see that.
And
episode 19.
I believe. And we're also going to get Indigo coming back.
Yes, also episode 19.
Yes.
I do believe that next week is going to be our last, like, here's our fun episode.
I think
and 19 and 20, I think, are going to be like maybe on the serious mm-hmm. two-parter side of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe two-parter. We don't know. But definitely that will be the descent into the finale.
It's true. This show ends a lot sooner than a lot of people expected.
Yeah.
It ends before May sweeps.
It does. It does.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I wish it was hanging around longer, but really it makes sense because what are they going to do? Like, just
hold out for a month just for sweeps? No,
or put 2 weeks between each episode just to make it like that would have ruined the flow. So.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I liked this in between.
I'm bummed that we're down to the last three here, but
I know. Can
but
you
that's okay.
It? That
yeah.
Word? I know. We'll have to go back and look at some Supergirl stuff that we have that we said we were going to before the show even started.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty for us to cover. I'd also like to go back and do some like season recaps and, you know, slice and dice the season in different ways.
Slice and dice.
I have some ideas. We can talk offline, but I have some thoughts and stuff, fun stuff we can do in the off season.
Hopefully have some ideas.
Cool. So, I'm sure you do. You have very good ideas.
Do yours involve wearing Supergirl cosplay and going, nope, no, it doesn't. I can see it on your face. Mm. Nope. Okay, never mind.
All right. Well, you'll find us at Boston Comic Con.
I didn't say it. Yeah. No, we'll blend in so perfectly. Whoa, you'll never find us.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you guys. And we will see you later.
See you.
Up, up, and away.